It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Students in the New Mexico State University Metals Club are hosting their 39th annual NMSU Jewelry Sale for one day only, Monday, November 1st, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the coffee shop in the NMSU bookstore at 1400 East University Avenue. Emily Guerra spoke with NMSU Department of Art Associate Professor in Metalsmithing and Jewelry, Motoko Furuhashi, about the importance of their fundraiser.
What work is being done right now in the department?
Within the department, we have graphic design, photography, painting, drawing, sculpture, ceramics, metalsmithing. So then each classroom is creating for like a different project, different things. In my specific area, metalsmithing and jewelry, we have the intro level students, which open to the anyone on campus, learning how the basic metalsmithing skills, including how to cut metals, how to solder metals, how to etching, how to formings, and basic skills of the how to work with metals. And then there is an intermediate advanced class where we are doing the sales. So right now they're very busy making all the pieces for the jewelry sale.
Tell me about the jewelry sale. This is the 39th annual NMSU jewelry sale.
First of all, our students are very excited. So this is a project we do in the metalsmithing department for teaching them how to apply their skills and then also how to prepare them for the after when they graduate. So the professional development as how they can marketing themselves, how they're going to preparing for the sale, what is the step that they have to do, and then how to make in a network, how to make in a connection, how to make in a business inventories and all those things. So it is the teaching tools as well as that it's also, you know, like a practice for them to meeting for the professional expectations beyond the classroom assignment. So project itself, art department have the, you know, like a project for the each assignment. And then those tend to be in for the expressing for the more of their own expressions. And then sometimes they forget to think in about for functionality or maybe like a not durable enough. But when you're working with the clients, when you're working with the professionals, you can't make things as a break tomorrow, right? So I'm teaching them how they could meet for those professional expectations as well. And then also a part of the jewelry sale is the reaching to the community. We're doing this to reaching out for our Las Cruces community, as well as the reaching out for our graduated alums, which they, you know, after when they graduate, they go to the all over the places in nationally. But we are keeping connecting with them. And then many of them responded back to our cell, and then we get delivering packages to support our program and our students for the jewelry sale.
So the students in the Metals Club use these profits to help them with new equipment and tools and what else?
So before the COVID time, we often have the visiting artists coming into the program to give us the lectures or demonstrations sometimes. Once again, before the COVID time, and hopefully it's happening soon again, it's taking a field trip to symposium and conferences. So these money is really supporting students to have an outside of the Las Cruces experience. Many of the students have never been outside of the city. So sometimes a symposium takes for the different states, like Illinois, Chicago, and there is like another symposium in closer for the Arizona. So our goal is to give in for the larger exposure to the students to having a bigger world idea and then a more inspiration for their own artistic practice.
Well, last year, were you able to have the sale?
We had a sale. That was our first time did it only the virtual online sale. So then the last year's sale for the online sale was run about 2-3 weeks during the holiday seasons. And then it was challenging because of that all the students, all the classes are taught virtually. So many of them actually worked from home by provided kit. It was also working with the graphic designers to build the website, and then working with the agriculture department to hosting for the credit card apps for like a virtual payment area. So it was a lot of like help from the other department and the other area and making that happen. But it was a pretty, I would say, labor intensive. And then also we missed so many interaction with the actual viewers. And I think that also the jewelry becomes so much more powerful when it's seen in person or hold it by hand. So we decided to do for this year, like again, for the in-person sale.
For the entire interview with Emily Guerra and Motoko Furuhashi, you can visit our website, krwg.org.